Board in here. There we go. Well, Krish, I think as we started out, what's going on? The corn and the beans, the talk all morning was we're going to see some higher trade. It didn't last long, if at all. And things really started to move back into negative territory. Are we seeing some outside pressure? Is it harvest pressure? Is it weather? Or is it just a combination of everything?
Well, keep in mind, we've had a pretty strong week, and it is November option expiration today. So I think the November beans are still figuring out which strike price they kind of want to go to. I mean, early in the week, there was a lot of chatter of how many people had $9 options. Now it's 10, and we traded above 10 at one point today. And I do think this 980 level is an important level, technically. You're 984 as we record this. So I think there's going to be a kind of a battle in that area to see who wins out. It's been interesting because meal has, you know, driven the bus, so to speak, or led this rally, however you want to say it. That's taken some profit here today. Meal's in a inverted market or a bull market, you know, where the December's the highest and then it goes down from there. And then you've got a carry market in the beans. So that's a few things you got going on. Crush margins are absolutely insane. You got some dry conditions in South America, which has led to some rally here, you know. And I think there's just not a lot of farmers selling right now either to put a lot of pressure on it. But I do think a lot of it's profit taken today, and why not? It's been a pretty strong move for the week on beans and even corn for that matter. Wheat is still doing pretty well. I'm impressed mostly that the wheat market, European wheat prices are working higher for the most part here, down a little bit today on milling wheat, but up on feed wheat. I think wheat technically looks the best, and I think corn's kind of tagging along with that. So a lot of things going on a Friday here before should be a good harvest weekend. So I think there's a little profit taking, and I think there's a little harvest pressure coming in to these markets.
Look.